If you're looking for an incredibly stress-free and easy way to put a web, get used to post their story of, it might be a field trip, it could be an experiment they've been doing in science, it could be the record of a drama production that they've been undertaking. Then TACK, that's T-A-C-K-K, which is currently in beta, might be just the tool that you're after. It looks, when you've created a TACK, it looks and feels a little bit like a blog post, really. So it's in a constant stream top to bottom. There's no chronology to it, and there's not that initial little bit of learning that you need to undertake in order to work out how to get information on there. It makes it blindly obvious with a big plus sign saying add your photos, and it's geared not specifically towards, but it's very kind towards getting photos published up there. You don't have to worry about putting them in gallery and then putting them onto your blog post or sticking them on a web page. You just simply click the plus sign, browse to it on your computer wherever the photo is, and that's it. You upload it, click on the upload button, and there it is. It appears all nicely sized, fitting in the window. You can do various things once you start getting up there. You can change the fonts that's used, and the fonts apply to, it's dead easy to get text on there because, again, you just click another plus button. And you choose the kind of text you want. You choose a headline or body text or list text. It's all editable afterwards. You can change the size. You can change the justification, whether it's left or right and so forth. And it's simply a matter of just clicking on the plus sign where it appears. So you might want it above or below the photo. It could be afterwards. You might be adding the photo. It's all very straightforward. The wonderful thing is first visit tags. You'll notice I've not mentioned that you need to log in. You don't. It provides you with a unique URL, and that URL will stay valid. I think it's for 7 days. So it could be a way of getting students publishing material and looking at each other's material and then not having to worry at all about creating accounts, provided you don't need the longevity of it staying there for any length of time. If you do, that's no problem. You just create yourself an account and go back to it and edit it any time in the future. In addition to text, you can also put it onto your TACK. You can add things from Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, SoundCloud, and so forth. You can also add buttons which provide hyperlinks out to other resources. And when you're finished, it's a simple matter of clicking on Share Your TACKs, and then you use the URL and feed that to other people.